cliffcentral.com. And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we say good morning across this beautiful city of Johannesburg. How you doing, Craig Abani?
I'm well. How are you, Al?
How's it going, Craig?
It's good.
Thank you for Friday night. It was really superb.
Happy birthday for Friday.
It was cool.
Was that your actual birthday?
Yeah, that was my actual birthday.
Am I allowed to say that?
42 years old.
You got a face on you there. When I said happy birthday, by the way, you just kind of looked at me like, we're not discussing that, Craig.
No, Craig, I'm proud of my age. I'm happy.
I didn't ask your age. I just said happy birthday. Oh, so defensive.
Oh, really? But I loved the show. I must tell you, Rocky.
It was a fun night.
What has happened recently? Because I've just seen everyone, it's just flooded. Social media's gone. You know the drill.
We got a week left. So when you came Friday, we had the weekend and the last week, and so people are going, "What? What do you mean it's finishing?" They thought they had all this time, and so it's the last kind of pump. People are gonna miss out if they don't book.
Yeah, because
I think this week's gonna be packed. The weekend was packed. And it's booked well, but you came then. You had some lovely company with you.
I had my parents, which is always
important. And you had lovely Leanne Liebenberg.
I had Leanne,
beautiful lady.
But I've got to tell you, I put my brother Brett next to my dad because we're Lebanese Catholics.
So Rocky Horror might not be.
My father actually was one of the first people to he brought the film to South Africa.
Oh, well, there you go.
In the '70s, he owned a video chain called Videotown with his family.
Video stores.
And so he brought it into South Africa.
Illegally?
It was illegal.
Yeah, great. Because it was banned.
Yeah, we were more embarrassed at that bedroom scene, which is the insane bedroom scene.
Yes.
Okay. Than he was sitting next to my mother. Because, of course, this was an institution, one of the first illegal films that he brought to South Africa. And of course, it's not that illicit, but it's...
But the movie doesn't show... It kind of suggests the bedroom scene. It doesn't show the bedroom scene.
Here it was nice to show the bedroom scene in front of my parents, which is always wonderful and embarrassing at 42 years old, because you know how it goes. We were all the Immaculate Conception. So let's just always keep it that way. Come on. You've never thought about it. What all goes in their mind? Their parents,
I think of little else.
Oh, I forgot you are a parent. It's good to be with you today. And share some great guests. We've got Miguel Paguero. He's our human jukebox. He pops in at least once a month. We play with him. It's always fun. And he's hot.
So he got you too. He got you. You're caught.
I'm so happy to tell you, next week we've got Daniel Barron coming into studio, and Daniel has just released his new album, and he's another one of our human jukeboxes.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, we'll have Josh Anzi somewhere pop in. There's another one of the...
Because he must.
Because it just is the human jukeboxes. Because he's always led by Silas James, who is always brilliant. He doesn't say a word, but he plays beautifully. We'll listen to that in a while.
He talks with his fingers.
And then...
He could be in the bedroom scene in the Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Craig. Zoom. Okay. Then we've got... He's doing phenomenally well in the United States of America. Actually, lots more fans there. He's just come back from the US, where he's released his first...
first single of the album.
First single of a new album. And we'll change to Lee Cole. And the song is called "I Don't Wanna Wait."
That's the one.
See, and it's not that one that's "I Don't Wanna Wait." It's not that song. It's a new one.
Someone once requested that song. I was in a duo, and someone came up and said, "Won't you sing that song you do, man? That nice one, Ala Wala Way."
Hello,
so
hello,
we were like, "What is that?" And she goes, "You know, Ala Wala Way for the night." That one, Ala Wala Way.
Oh, well, we'll be chatting to him. Lots of fun, lots of music. We're going to have a big sing-along in the studio. And then we're going to chat to Roberto Quantas, who's going to be chatting about Cape Town Pride happening this weekend. He's the chairperson of the LGBTQIMIBA times the 02 to the 5
squared.
But first, the one and only...
I have no patience. But
David,
first.
But first, go. Why don't you introduce...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have in studio Mr. David Bloch.
Oh. Dun, dun,
dun. Internationally acclaimed producer, director,
yes,
performer.
Yes.
I love that video you put together showing what you do, but it did show a little more of your performance side than we've seen in some years. I thought, oh.
Thanks. You know what? I'm kind of in semi-retirement when it comes to performance. So I don't often get out much when it comes to performing. But it's a lot of fun. I must say, the older you get, the more nervous you get, I think.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know about you.
I don't know. I know what you mean. When you're young, you just do, and then you start overthinking because that comes with a bit of maturity. But I feel like I'm on the other side now. I'm a little bit like, you know what? I'm just gonna give it, and what happens, happens.
The thing is that you guys are constantly performing. Like for me, because I've now
I'm just on radio.
Well, that's true.
It's hard to just pop in and out. Yeah, I get that.
So you question everything. So the minute you're on stage again and you're singing, you're wondering, actually, if I had continued singing, had I continued vocal training and, you know, what would my voice have actually sounded like had I been doing that for the last 20 years?
I suppose like anything, it's practice. If you do it more, you kind of do it more and you're more comfortable.
It's one
for
thing
you.
To direct and produce, and then the next minute you're on that stage and you've got people looking at you and you're thinking, I wonder if
he's the one that's normally telling us what to do. Let's see how he does it.
I know. It's like judgment day.
Actually, I get it. You're right. Because I've directed TV for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then produced it. And the thing is that when you're on TV, you're thinking, is that coming across correctly?
Yeah.
Does that look right?
That's what angle are they?
Am I speaking slow enough? Do I
and
sound
what
okay?
Angle
am I enunciating
they?
My words? Yeah. What do I look like? Am
just so
I,
you
am
know,
I pitching properly?
Yes to all of the above.
Oh, basically, we go. Sound very complex.
Which we are. White, middle-aged, you know, dudes, what? I guess. Because we're all, you know, middle-aged. Or not quite yet. Have you reached the big 4-0 yet?
I'm 42.
Ah, look at you. Still a spring chicken.
Turned on Friday, but we don't like to talk about that. Listen, I'm hanging on by a thread. This year I will be 50.
Really?
The scary thing is, guys,
listen, there are not many 50-year-old men that can rock heels the way you do.
And dance like you and sing like you. Let's be honest. He looks great. And have the sexiest body in the world.
You look better now.
I've just been to the gym. Come on, guys.
Wow, that's impressive.
No, I do, but that's because I stopped drinking as well. Do you know what? It was 11 years ago that we did that VW road show. And Facebook throws up, you know, throws up your years in review.
My goodness.
Facebook threw me up 11 years ago. And I want to tell you, it was not pretty. Eh? And I remember Kelly McGilvery, who's still around. Is she still doing corporate
events? Yeah, she does. She's got her own company. She's doing really
She's
good
fantastic,
stuff.
Actually. And she said to me, Craig, you used to be hot. Eh? What happened?
Wow.
And I remember vividly her saying that to me. That's 11 years ago we did that. And we are both, I think, doing okay.
And you
need to be kinder to yourself because you're doing very well.
Thank you.
You have done a lot of incredible events in this country.
Thank you.
And
promoted a lot of talent.
And employed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Awesome people. Dancers, singers, acrobats, you name it.
Musical directors.
Ventriloquists, magicians. I think you've done it all.
Listen, I just hustle. I just do my thing, you know.
You do it well.
I am, you know. I'm still that.
My little Jew friend from Cape Town, he hustles.
Well, I do. You know, at the end of the day, I'll always be that young musical theatre performer that, for various reasons, decided to go into this side of the industry and, you know, just do my thing.
And made a huge success of it. I mean, very few people
Stop
can say
it.
That.
Now, David, there's great news coming to South Africa, and we're going to get you in studio. And Craig, it's so great because you're on the bill.
Bonus.
I know, what a bonus.
I am there so that this phenomenal, mega, international talent can go change and have a glass of water. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, that's...
I'm so happy about that.
Well,
consummate professional.
When Chris... Because we had the pleasure of interviewing on the show some two years ago.
It was a couple of years ago, I think.
2015 was it when she was here for...
No, I think it was actually after.
After.
She wasn't in a bid vest. She came out to do the show at Gate 69.
That was in a couple of years ago, yeah.
And then, actually it was October 2018, I think.
Yeah. The year before.
Or 2017.
Hey, my age and my memory.
Woo! Yeah, it's happening. And I had her on the show and I thought this was absolutely exceptional. And then I went crazy because I told everyone you've never heard anything like this in your life.
That's
this
brilliant.
Is insanity.
Brilliant.
It is insanity. And then, of course, David, you are now bringing her to South Africa to perform in Johannesburg for
correct,
two nights
correct.
At the Teatro.
Well, it's one day, but performances.
Two performances.
Yeah. The 11th.
Yes.
On the 11th. Craig's going to be is on the
special
bill.
Guest star.
Yeah. Special guest star.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. You are a special guest star.
What a privilege.
And the nice thing about Christina is that she is just... She's just finishing a run.
And a very successful run on the 7th of March.
Funny Girl.
Yeah.
And Funny Girl, as you know, is one of the most phenomenal Broadway shows
yes.
that Barbara Streisand once was in.
Correct.
Along with a number of famous people across
correct.
The board. But she's performed it in Paris.
Yes.
Now, do you know to perform for the French and to get rave reviews? Do you know how good you've got to be? Because those French don't take people.
But it's quite amazing, Alan, because they're suddenly producing the most incredible Broadway West End shows in Paris at the moment. So, in addition to Funny Girl, there've been quite a number of other shows as well, and they're all backed by big West End production support value.
Oh, they're doing them in English, obviously.
They're doing them in English. Right, okay. I was very fortunate to go in December and to go and watch the show. And there's, I wouldn't say they're subtitles. Are they surtitles?
They have them on the site. Yeah, that's what we did with Chicago in Germany. Yeah.
And you kind of wonder because you start landing up. Not that I can speak French, but you start reading the subtitles / surtitles to kind of see, well, what are they actually saying, to kind of see if you can maybe follow along.
Right.
And then you end up actually not following and really focusing on the show, which is
Do you find that you kind of miss a bit of the action sometimes?
Yes, I found
that in Germany.
That word in French.
I found that in Germany. I felt like the audience is one step behind you because they want to watch, but they want to, oh, right, that's what he's saying. And by the time they get there and they would laugh and you've kind of moved on to the next moment kind of thing. So it's actually difficult.
It is difficult, but at least they're reading because that's how they understand. Yeah. I'm trying to watch. Okay, so what does people look like written in French?
In French, right? Okay.
And then you're trying to sing along with the words.
I saw someone on Facebook say the other day, Christina, I would love to have seen your Fanny. Now, the reason they said that is because that's the name of the character.
Yes.
And then she wrote underneath, that came out wrong.
And you can ask her that on the show when she comes into South Africa.
Yeah.
Because what's it? Fanny Bryce. Is that her name?
Fanny Bryce.
Okay, Fanny Bryce.
And so this is cool because we're going to have her on the show next week, Craig.
Brilliant.
From
live from Paris.
Live from Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's still there.
Yeah. She's still there. The show was extended and it now finishes on the 7th, but there's now big talk about its life post.
Extending on the extension.
Yeah.
So
I want to play this piece very quickly. It's from the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Yes.
And so let me just, I skipped a bit of the intro.
No,
so
that's fine,
I don't know where it's going to open, but let's go with it. This is Christina Bianca. Take a listen. And this is someone who's, don't miss the show next week. She'll be on the line from Paris, and she's going to come into the studio. But take a listen to this.
And it was well after midnight by the time it went on. It was really loud, noisy. The crowd was kind of rowdy. I thought, this is not really good quality YouTube video footage. But
you put it on, and we saw it.
Yeah, I'm so glad I posted it. It's been great. You know, I've been singing and doing voices for a long time, and since this video has been posted, I have thousands of Twitter followers. I've been selling out performances, and it brought me here.
Well, I'm happy that you are here.
Thank you so much.
It's really great. So I have some names here of some different singers, and you're going to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart, right?
Yes.
And I am going to just name different people, and you're going to shift into those voices while you sing.
Yeah.
All right. Do I tell you who you're starting with first? I'm going to start you off with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, okay. And then after that, I'll look at you and point to you, and you give me the next one.
And I'll give you the next one, you tell me.
Okay, all Britney, right. Here we go.
Okay.
I've been down there, I got a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Shakira.
Every now and then I got a little bit tired listening to the sound of my tears.
Stefani. Gwen Stefani.
Every now and then I got a little bit nervous, the best of all the years have gone by.
Cher.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes.
Barbra Streisand.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Liza Minnelli.
I need you now tonight.
Yes.
And I need you more than ever.
Alanis Morissette.
And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever.
Julie Andrews.
We'll only be making it right, cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. Love is like a shadow.
Aguilera.
Once upon a time I was falling in love, no one was.
Amazing stuff, eh? Amazing.
Just a taste of something to look forward to. I think a lot of people that are YouTube, you know, peeps probably know her from The Ellen Show and from other shows like Queen Latifah and stuff. I mean, she had almost 24 million YouTube hits. But what a lot of people don't know is that she's also a trained musical theatre performer. And I think that's what Funny Girl has really reintroduced her back into kind of mainstream theatre audiences, because they've reminded people that she actually is a damn good actress, comedic actress and vocalist as well.
Which helps with what she does, because mimicking someone, it's one thing to sound like someone, but she does one like the smallest physical thing with each character and becomes them. It's actually quite phenomenal. It can be an eyebrow, it can be a change of muscles in her face, a stance, and not only are you hearing the person, but you kind of go, how did she just sort of become that person as well, visually as well, which is extraordinary.
Well, it's going to be great because we're going to see her, but also she'll be doing some of her own music. And
yes,
yeah, that's the thing.
So you're going to see this album. So there's a variety, because it's also not just singing. You know, she impersonates a lot of speaking parts, actresses as well. So she'll do the Jennifer Aniston. You know, she does the whole kind of variety of some of the Friends characters. Karen Walker from Will and Grace. She does exceptionally well Drew Barrymore. So there are quite a number of people, Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City. So it's not just singing. There's also a lot of spoken word. There's a lot of dialogue.
So it's going to be comedy, great music,
absolutely,
a bit of Craig O'Barney, the hotness
bit of
him.
Craig O'Barney, while she has a glass of water.
And of course you've got the phenomenal Brian.
Yes,
Schimmel.
Now we'll see who, you know, who upstages who here, you know.
With I don't think Christina Bianca will allow us to.
It happens April the 11th.
April the 11th.
There's a matinee show.
At 3 o'clock.
And there's an evening
And an
show.
Evening at 8 o'clock. One day only.
Book your tickets.
montecasino.co.za.
And just a reminder to everybody, God, you know, people are very quick. I mean, they've traveled to go watch a Roger Federer Nadal game in Cape Town. These are the things that we should, you know, as you go to these special occasions. I mean, if you're from Durban, I know the show goes everywhere, but if you're in Durban and you have an opportunity to come and see Rocky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Why must we go to watch Funny Girl in Paris when, for example, Ashley Harvey did a great job in Cape Town? I'm just giving you an example.
No, absolutely.
So we've got shows where it's going to cost you less if you think about it, and they're just as good.
Yeah.
If not better.
Fantastic. Yeah. Every now and then something comes along that you think, you know what, I must actually make an effort here and go and see this. And Rocky's one of those, and the tennis match was one of those. Christina Bianca is one of those.
South African shows here. That's one thing. And I applaud producers that are in this field. But the one thing that I'm really excited about with Christina is, you know, for a fraction of a ticket price, you're going to get the opportunity of almost feeling like you're seeing and hearing Barbara Streisand, Judy Garland, Celine Dion, Ariana Grande,
Liza
Minnelli, Dolly Parton. You're going to feel like, okay, for a fraction of what you would certainly from a Rand value, you're going to get to see all of these performers. And
she's a Broadway star and a Paris star.
What we're going to do is we're gonna take a South African song as well as part of the show, and we're going to integrate that into the show, and we're going to kind of say to the audience, can you imagine what it must have been like, you know, what do you think it would sound like if we took a well-known South African song and kind of threw the Celine Dion's and the Dolly Parton's?
I know what the song is.
No, there's a number of songs you can choose.
I bet you.
We can run a competition
if you want.
I'm happy.
It's going to be African Dream.
Will there be some space?
That's your favorite. That's one of your favorites.
One of my favorites, and we know this.
I know you.
Yes, we know this. Yeah. But not necessarily. But it would be an interesting thing to actually ask your listeners out there, if there was a South African song that they would love to hear interpreted and sung by the likes of a Christina Aguilera or a Britney Spears, Celine Dion, Ariana Grande, what would that South African song be?
David Block, you got to run.
I got to run.
And you're not going to sing.
Peace out. I'm definitely not going to sing. Well, not this time
around. Can I ask you a question? Have you been to Life Sense Day Spa, David?
I have indeed.
Have you?
I have. But a while ago.
Every guest of the show gets a voucher.
Hey!
That's a voucher from...
I might need to use this maybe after the show. You know, maybe. I'll keep this.
Yeah, so it's
post-traumatic stress.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
You're going to need it.
You're going to need it.
But I'm going to make others sing for their supper.
Very
you know
good.
How it works here. But thank you for joining us
thank
in the studio.
Thank you for this impromptu intro and coming into the studio. It's been great.
We'll see you soon.
Again.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks, everybody.
David Block, thank you for joining us. Producer of Christina Bianco's show, coming to South Africa. Of course, lots of other things he does across the board. The one and only David Block. For fun, Craig, because in studio I've got these, you know, they say the Italian stallion. These are the Portuguese stallions.
No, you got to have a better word. The Portuguese what?
I don't know. We've got to find it. But they are. They're like,
let me think. Leave it with me.
Cherry sauce. Whoa. Sorry, let me just.
Calm yourself, Alan Ford. Calm yourself.
But this
is what happens when we get good looking, talented guys in the studio.
Oh,
he gets flustered.
Hey, you've been in the studio 1,000 times. You're good looking, you're talented.
Sorry, I meant young, good looking, talented guys.
Maybe you have a point. at this age, what do you do? So basically, what we're going to be doing with these guys, and we'll talk to Lee Colth. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you very much for having me.
How was the US?
A very interesting experience.
How'd you get there?
My producer's in New Jersey side, so I went over about 3 months just sussing out the scene, checking things out, to hopefully make the move this year, if not next year, and we'll see how it goes.
And so you've launched your single.
Yeah, I've launched it there.
Okay.
And obviously,
and how's it going?
Simultaneously, really good. It's my best reaction so far.
Okay.
Yeah, by country mile.
It's kind of a good way it's nice to launch in the US.
Look, I think it's admirable. All my life, it's been a sideline dream, or maybe I just sidelined it because it's a dream that didn't come true, to do my own stuff and to release. I admire and I take my hat off, and I think it's brave,
thank
it's
you
bold,
very much.
But
thank
we
you.
Have to be, to not only write your own stuff, the fact that you managed to get it overseas, that you got a producer overseas, I think is phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you,
and good luck with it, man. And I'm glad it's going well.
Yeah, so far so good. So far so good. So
when you say going well, what? It's selling on iTunes? People are downloading it?
It's the highest I've ever been. And streams. It's not just that. Like I have this opinion of you can write a really good song. And for example, what I believe is when I'm not in the room and people are hearing my music, and they're actually Shazamming it and actually downloading it when I'm not in the room, that's when I know I've got true engagement and true conversion.
Absolutely.
But when I'm in the room, it's easy for me, like if we're friends and I say to you, hey, here's my new song. And you're like, hey,
well, people sort of feel compelled to support you.
Yeah, and they're like, they'll listen to it. They'll say it's cool. But when they get home, they're not actually streaming it and listening to it.
Right.
And it's that conversion that's tricky.
And how do you get, what's the best way to get a song out there? To get the most people interested in hearing it. I mean, to make it accessible. If you could give someone advice.
Yes, well, number one, I believe you need to have something that really stands out. It's like a product or service that really stands out. And number two, if you're a social media guru, like Miguel over here is, and you're really good at marketing, then that's the best way.
So right.
Both a curse and a blessing at the same time. We're living one of those ages where if you're really good at social media, and you really know how to target that you could target so many people.
I mean, TikTok is making artists
That's
successful, isn't it?
It is madness.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you know what TikTok is?
Of course.
And so artists put their song purely on TikTok, and that's how their song gets out there and becomes a phenomenal hit.
100%.
And they never look back.
We feel old because the TikTok is the younger.
Exactly.
Younger,
but this is an incredible vehicle.
Are we trying
incredible.
To jump onto that TikTok train?
Yeah.
Miguel Peguero, also thank you for joining us in studio, our human jukebox.
Great to be back.
Good to see this year.
Great to
he
see
was
you
in,
too.
He was in Portugal for some time. And of course, it's good to have you back also in South Africa. We'll get into the whole what happened in Portugal. And yeah, I was following where you were going. Very busy in the cold. Couldn't work it out again. What's he doing in Portugal in the cold? I mean, I get it. But I know he was setting up some groundwork for the summer that is coming up, summer 2020. So, but listen, we need some music to open the show to some extent. We're 26 minutes into the show. Silas James, you need some volume? How's that there? We got it there. All right.
Sounds
cool.
Good.
All right. Now, let's take it away. So, you know what? This is a very cool week. Do you know why? This is a cool week. I can say it in this lovely tone. It's because it's where there's an extra day to the year.
That's right, a leap year.
And it's where people where the girls in particular can propose to boys, and all strange things happen. But basically, it means that we've got extra time on the clocks. And so, hey, opening the show. How good, eh? How good.
Wow.
Segway much?
There we go. Boys, with a wonderful Coldplay song called Clocks. Take it away.
I can't hear the keys.
Can't you hear anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, you must turn that up.
Okay,
you can hear now.
All right.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against and brought me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead and sing. You, I my head. And the trouble that can't be named, the tiger's waiting to be tamed. Singing, you, I, you,
Cole and Miguel Peguera. Well done. Beautiful stuff.
Awesome.
That was beautiful stuff. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
We've got lots more songs coming up. Lots of fun things happening today on the show. And of course, don't forget that Rocky's going to rock and roll until the end of this week. So if you miss it.
Yeah, Rocky Horizonte till the end of the month. So till the first, which is Sunday. So yeah, it's on until the first. So Sunday's our last two shows. Got to see it, man. You got to see it.
Now, I've got to tell you something, because, you know, we've got our Portuguese people here in the studio. Now, what is the most famous Portuguese brand?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Brand.
It brings the great peri-peri chicken.
Thank you. It is Nando's.
Nando's.
That is it. Okay. So did you hear this? And I need... So pass Craig those headphones for a second, because I need Craig to listen to this. I thought this was absolutely brilliant, and they played it on the burning platform, and Nando's did, which they sponsored here at cliffcentral.com. And then what ended up happening was that Sir Gareth's been playing it. I want to just hold a talking point for a second, especially around chicken. and I thought, who better to do this with than, of course, our Portuguese boys here in studio. So I want to play this ad for you, and I just want you to tell me if you don't think it's brilliant, brilliant.
Hello?
I would like to order a packet of nuggets. There's just one thing I need to know.
Yes, sir.
What part of a chicken is the nugget?
What part of the chicken?
Yeah, Angeris is one. We've got the feet, we've got the breast, we've got the wings. Yes. Where in the formula do we equals nugget?
Nugget. I'm not sure. I think it's the
I don't know what part of it could be toes.
I get it. It's modified now.
Oh, how do you modify?
No. At my level, I don't do that.
You are selling things you don't know.
Not that I don't know. I know, but I cannot just say it.
Oh, is it that bum part?
You know, there are some things that I'm not supposed to say.
Because we know the other part.
Yes.
But when slaughtering, no one has ever said, cut out the chicken nugget for Ukoko.
It's like the chicken part of it. You understand?
At Nando's, we also don't know what a nugget is. That's why you won't find it on our menu. What you will find is the best quality, freshly prepared, treat that body right, peri-peri marinated chicken. Nando's, fired up.
Oh, I love it, eh? I love it.
Brilliant.
I just thought about, I'd never thought of that. Had you ever thought of that before? I mean, like a fish finger, I realized that's that. Poloni, you know. But nuggets?
Well, nuggets are just bits of chicken mashed together, isn't it? It could be any part of the...
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's just they take it and compress it and normally put a little crispy thing around it. And
so Lee Cole is Portuguese and Miguel Peguero is Portuguese. Here's the question, a fair question. Have you... Your mother would never mash chicken, would she? Maybe for kids.
I don't know if it's ever happened to me, but maybe
in the support of Portuguese people and the way to do things properly, please.
No more nuggets.
I just thought it was really funny.
That's a funny ad.
I thought it was a great ad.
But they do come, I mean, they have some wonderful campaigns. I'm not loving Mzanzi Poli. Have you seen that? It's like the ripoff of Monopoly at the cinemas. I'm not loving it. It's a clever idea, but yeah, I'm not loving that. I don't know if you've seen
offensive that one. Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get them to call in and they can ask me Craig O'Barney. And of course, that's the one only Craig O'Barney with me, who's not a chicken at anything. I mean, really, you.
I'm too old to be a chicken.
I know.
Spring or otherwise. Yeah. I'm more of a nugget, an old nugget.
A nugget could be gold, eh?
There we go, gold nugget, that's cool.
Now, because we're talking, have you guys ever done a Portuguese song together?
We've done a few as a group. I was speaking to you earlier about how the young Portuguese artists were brought together with some musicians as well, and we put a show together, and it was combined with some popular English songs as well as some Portuguese. I think as a duo, we haven't done any Portuguese songs, but we have.
What's the most famous Portuguese song?
Most famous.
Besides da 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 da.
There's a lot of famous Brazilian songs.
Of course, yeah. We
do sing a lot of the Brazilian Portuguese songs. Off the top of my head, what would you?
In Portugal itself, we have a genre called fado. It's an F-A-D-O, and it's a genre specific to Portugal. It's like our, what did you say? It's like our specialty.
Yes.
And that's pretty big in Lisbon specifically. Yeah, in Portugal. So
and Nelly Furtado is very
not so much anymore. She grew up mostly in Canada, I think. So she was born in Portugal. Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe she did fado.
But Nelly had like two. She had like two careers. She had a sort of songbird career, and then she hooked up with Timbaland and became like dope and
precisely,
cool.
Precisely.
Because she had that "I'm like a bird," which is like all songbirdy and pretty.
Yeah.
And the next thing, she was promiscuous girl and to look at my abs and get a load of. Yeah, it was like it was two careers, eh?
Yeah,
man eater. It was almost like two different careers, two different personas completely.
I never thought of
she
that.
Would. I don't see her singing fado. Fado's more like if you look at what in Spanish music, like maybe what the Gypsy Kings do, that more traditional. It's more like that, but very stripped down. It's all about the emotion, the lyrics. It's
and quite rhythmical.
Is it
that same kind of very rhythmical? And which is wonderful. I love that because such a beautiful energy, that kind of music.
So, Lee, I want to ask you. So, you get to the USA. You're 24 years old.
Yes.
You get this opportunity. How does it come about? Do you submit something to a producer? How does who you know? How does it work?
To be honest, this journey of mine has been quite crazy. And
tell
only
us about it.
Only looking back, like now in the past, when you like put all the things together, you realize just life has a way of working things out. So I've been singing since I was 10, and I entered a competition in 2012. A business here takes over a couple of talented artists every year to a talent convention in New York. And I entered that here and went over to New York in 2012, where I performed for a couple of like the industry professionals there that side. Mm-hmm. And I managed to, I caught my producer's eye. He called me back, I had a callback. And we stayed in contact all those years. So 2012, we spoke, 2013, 2014, 2015. Only 2017, when he finished the studio, did he actually call me through.
Was he building the studio?
He was building the studio, yeah. So I was still doing my own thing on the side and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, listen, I really want to work with you. And that's what happened. So 2017, I went there. That's the start of my first project. Released a couple of those songs. And now this song, I Don't Want to Waste, a completely new direction for me. And but that's to answer your question, that's pretty much how it all came together.
And at any point during that so that waiting period, then did you think, oh well, it was all just talk and it's never going to happen?
Of course.
I mean, was there at any point that you kind of lost, because it's hard to, because I agree with you, life has a way of and we always want things to work out on our timeline and when we want them, and instant gratification, and it's difficult to hold on to hope and to believe and to keep striving forward. It's hard to not go, oh well, I had this dream and it looks like it's not going to happen, and I'm going to go
plan
get
B.
a job. Exactly, plan B. So how did you manage that? Because you're talking 5-6 years before you got the call.
Before I got the call.
Before you went to the studio. So how was that?
It was. I mean, you just keep going.
What did you do professionally?
I've been professional since 2014.
So I mean, but when you were, so coming back to what Craig was asking, when you were in South Africa, what were you doing professionally?
I was still singing. I didn't study. I was still singing. So I had a manager this side trying to work out the circuit this side.
Okay.
And obviously, my type of music's more, you know, lends itself more to international markets. So I was just trying to work my way out here, hoping for that, you know, you've got to keep yourself.
Hoping for that call.
And like you said, it's so easy to get distracted and sidetracked and think to yourself, okay, time for plan B.
Because you know Miguel was playing soccer, thinking he's going to be in the next Ronaldo, you see?
So that's what
happened. So that's
he's really good, by the way.
At soccer?
Mm.
Yes, I would hope so.
He's really good.
No reason why he can't be the next Ronaldo who also... And Ronaldo sings and plays music, doesn't he?
No, not very well.
Not very well. So you could be the first one
There's
to do it well, to do both well. There we go.
So I think we shouldn't keep people waiting. For I Don't Want to Wait.
It's you, absolutely.
Are you ready to rock this?
I'm ready to rock this.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's just get...
Breathe you in,
make me forget where I've been. I don't know. Maybe we should let this go. Second guess, can't say no. Fighting things I can't control. You ought to know, babe. Is I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait for you. I don't wanna lie to you. I'm done. And every single day, all the little things you do make me feel overused. Cause the more I love, the more I get burned. The more I feel hurt, the more we both know we just can't work. So I'm gonna wait, I ain't gonna wait for you. I'll just be real with you. I'm done. Throw me down, throw me in, take it something with me. I don't know. Maybe we should let this go. Taking games, can't say no. Fighting things I can't control. You're yeah, all I know, babe. Is I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait for you. I don't wanna lie to you. I'm done. And every single day, all the little things you do make me feel over you. I'm just being real with you. I'm done. So I'm not gonna wait. I ain't gonna wait for you. I'm just being real with you. I'm done.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely love phenomenal. That. That is superb. Wow. That's Lee Cole. I don't want to wait. It's hit all the markets. Has it been played in South Africa besides?
Well, I've just said it's still like the first week.
So we got it first, Craig.
It's fantastic.
So. Thank you very much.
Yeah, fantastic
thank
song.
You, thank you. Thank you.
You know what's weird for me is I can't hear the music. Yeah. I'm listening to your vocal.
Just the vocal, yeah.
Which is beautiful. I love your. I love your rasp. I love your sob. I love you've got such a beautiful, authentic emotion in it. Because there's nothing worse than you know these bands where you hear the guys interviewed and they're talking in this sort of normal voice, mm-hmm. and then they say right sing, and he goes yeah, and he goes into this voice, and you think no, but that's not how you sound. This is a sort of put on thing.
Unreal.
You have such an authenticity there, and there's so much going on there. The rasp, the sobs, I really liked hearing. Just a dry, harsh vocal. It was lovely.
That's the best part of this. You can go listen to the podcast.
And now I want to go listen to the song. I actually want to hear. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So our people hearing that can get that on iTunes,
Apple Music,
everywhere.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Deezer. I thought that was fantastic.
That's amazing.
Very good song.
We're going to get more music in a moment. But listen, everybody gets a gift.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, I know you've been traveling the world. Do you like a massage?
I love massages.
Have you got three vouchers there for these three men?
They get a lot. They're here all the time. they're like my arms and my legs.
I'm here quite often as well these days, but... I guess not. I'm getting the same look I got when Miguel, I said it was your birthday, Alan.
Miguel, so this is a lovely massage. It will thank not be done much. By myself. even though if I had dreams. we'll get there in a moment. It's Valentine's month. You know that, Miguel. It's a month of love.
It is.
Just that extra time to spoil yourself. And that's at the one and only Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg. Now, this month's specials include, they've got back, neck, shoulder massages, manis and pedis, facials, wash and blows. We'll be talking about Cape Town Pride in a moment. Wash and blows. Some bubbly and some dessert is really, really special. But listen, you also get, listen to this month. So if you go, have you got a nice girl?
I do.
Lovely, yes. Lovely. Nice Portuguese
girl. How can he not when he sings like that?
He sings like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Okay, lovely. So you and her, try and make it before the end of the month, because this month,
yes.
Till the end of this week, you for this price of 655 rand that yes. You've seen there, you can get two for the price of one. So two Swedish massages. for that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So
I actually might just take you up on that. I'm going
to
go this
way. Well, I just gave it to you.
Well, I'm going to take you up on that.
I don't know what you're going to take up, but it's the other that. Get to cliffcentral.com for more info plus terms and conditions, or check out skinsense.co.za where you can book your treatments and shop online. That's SkinSense Day Spa in Johannesburg, in Rivonia, Johannesburg. Okay, so that's we'll have some more music from you boys in a second. Miguel, I want to know that one of my favorite songs is Hero. We should do that Hero song. Also, I would love you to sing some. Can you sing? I want you to prepare something. I'd love to sing something Spanish or Portuguese, the two of them together. So can you think
of some fado?
Some fado.
No, yeah, we need some fado.
Come up with something. Go and talk in the corner, and we'll get back to you.
No
in
pressure, guys.
A second.
You have 13 seconds.
This is cliffcentral.com with myself, Alan Ford, and Craig O'Barney, and the show is called Spotlight. And we talk about all the wonderful things happening in and around South Africa. Christina Bianca on next week. We've got Paul Slablepsy coming into studio next week.
For Suddenly the Storm.
Suddenly the Storm.
Yes, that's apparently incredible play. I'm not going to miss it this
Daniel
time.
Daniel Barron's in next week.
Awesome.
And we've got some wonderful other guests happening. And Yvonne Chaka Chaka will either be in next week or the week after. So lots of great things happening.
Yeah, fantastic.
And of course, we've got the whole cast of the producers coming in and great things happening.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but there's a very important event happening this week in Cape Town. It is the Cape Town Pride, and I think it's a time of where people come together to celebrate, to still create awareness around some of the issues with the LGBTQI community, but most importantly also to celebrate people. And I think that's what it is. And you know what? It's always a bit of fun, a bit of colour, and a bit of flair. So Cape Town Pride happens this week, and Roberto Miguel Quintus joins me. He's a dear councillor and the chairperson of the LGBTQI Metro Committee for the City of Cape Town. Welcome, Roberto, to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to all of your listeners.
Roberto, tell us about Pride this year and what people can expect.
I think that they can expect what has been more than a decade of a day of showing solidarity, of celebrating how far the LGBTQIA plus communities in the Cape Town area have come in terms of acceptance. It's a celebration of diversity, and it's also the hallmark of inclusion and awareness, as you said earlier. So people can expect an excellent march. The Democratic Alliance has been involved in Pride for more than a decade. We will certainly be there in a large procession on the day. We'll also be taking Mr. and Miss Cape Town Pride 2020 as part of our convoy. And there'll be multiple organizations, NGOs, private individuals, straight allies and supporters. The march starts at sort of between 11 and 12. And ends at about 1 o'clock near the Greenpoint Sand Park. And afterwards, there's a party showcasing a lot of LGBTQI local talent, as well as some visitors from abroad. And it's a really great opportunity to revel in a really free space where people are accepted, because that's really what it's about, and to celebrate the diversity that makes up the society here in Cape Town.
Roberto, a lot of people love the fact that there's this lot of celebration. Of course, it's inclusional of everybody. This is slightly different to the MCQP that's held in Cape Town, which is just a massive party. This is also about standing up still continuously for human rights and for what's happening in our society. What are the key issues? We're now in 2020. What are the key issues?
Look, ultimately, I think it's very important to note that South Africa on paper has possibly the most progressive constitution in the world in regards to LGBTQI rights. In fact, those rights are sacrosanct and the same as everybody else's. Unfortunately, and as I'm sure you'll agree with me, what's written on paper is very often not necessarily written into people's hearts. So unfortunately, and what is a complete blight on our society, is that we still see an unacceptable, not that it would ever be okay with just one, but an extremely unacceptable high incidence of particularly lesbian threats of rape and murder, homophobic attacks. These are still very real issues that the LGBTQI community faces on a daily basis on the streets, particularly in our sort of township and informal environments, where the long walk to inclusion and acceptance
does still have a long way to go.
I think you've nailed it on the head. Also, there are a lot of families that you know, that kids can't come out to. They get kicked out of their homes. Can you believe this is still the discussion that we have in this time?
It's crazy to think about it, that in 2020 there is that very real, and it is a very real fear, that people from maybe a more traditional background, where there is a religious intolerance towards LGBTQI, that this is a very real issue that prevents a lot of people from owning their truth and coming out and being who they are, or alienates them from their families. And, you know, that is an entirely different show that we could talk about one day, because, you know, the toxic repercussions of that alienation from the family construct often leads a lot of, particularly teenagers, LGBTQI teenagers, down a very, very dark and dangerous path in terms of, you know, drug experimentation or suicide. Mm. And these are byproducts of feeling lonely and alienated. And if there was more tolerance or less fear of rejection, I believe that you would see a much healthier, systemically healthier LGBTQI community.
Roberto, I heard a very, very sad, concerning story recently. It was a young guy sitting with his parents, had to sit them down. And he had to say, you know, Mom and Dad, I've got to tell you something. And his parents were very flustered. They picked up there was something going on here. And he said, Mom and Dad, I've got to tell you that I'm straight and I have a girlfriend. And they were just devastated by this fact. The reason I tell that story, I mean, isn't it unbelievable? Unbelievable that in this day and age, I hope you liked that. I thought that was just...
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean,
it's crazy. I mean, it's mad.
Feels with that equal, hey?
Could you imagine? Like, Dad, exactly. Mom, I love women. What can I do?
I don't want to disappoint anybody. But
so but I want to be happy. And I want to, like, you know, I want to get married to a chick. I mean, this is... I just want to throw it... I had to do that, Roberto, because I just thought, you know, this is the way you got to change stuff. So I just wish it goes really well. But of course, this show talks about entertainment, and it's wonderful to then celebrate after you, that wonderful walk and that cause that you do in across the streets of Cape Town, to go and celebrate. And as you said, lots of artists. Where is the event taking place? The post
March the event. Festival dance at the Greenpoint Park, near the stadium. That is where the march or procession ends. And the festival grounds will have gazebos. The Democratic Alliance, of course, will be there like we are every year. And also there will be NGOs working in the health sector, as well as products relevant to LGBTQI. So it's like an exhibition stand that is LGBTQI-focused. What I must give kudos to some religious and church groups that are present at it as well, to show that tolerance and love and inclusion that I think people are really searching for. Everyone searches for that, regardless of your sexual orientation.
It's a special weekend. It's a Saturday the 29th. It doesn't happen a lot.
Exactly. So
this is very rare, by the way. I mean, if you think about
it. Yeah,
okay. No, but not the leap year is rare, but that it actually happens on a Saturday, because Pride only happens generally on Saturdays.
That's true.
So it's a very special day. That's what I think. Thank you for joining us. So that's the one and only Roberto Miguel Quintas, who is a DA councillor. He's also the chairperson of the LGBTQI Metro Committee for the City of Cape Town. I thank him for joining us on the show, and of course, don't join Pride. It's always fun. It's just a great. Everyone must go to things like this. It's really interesting.
If for no other reason, it's just a beautiful day out, and you get to express yourself and be free, and it's fun, man. I think I want to go dress as Frankfurter.
Craig, you are the... But you have been... Craig's as straight as an arrow. We know that. I mean, kids and... Well, no, but this is what it is. But here's... I mean, shame. My sympathies. How did you feel when you told your parents? Well,
they were devastated.
Were they devastated? Okay. How did the counselling... Sorry, it's good. But... You have been dressed up as a transsexual in the last 3 months in this role of Rocky. I mean, a Frankenfurter.
It's wonderful.
It's been insane.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I'm going to miss it. I'm the first to admit it. There's something so... in fact, we had the DJ from Five, Hannon. What's his name? Nick Hammond. Nick Hammond. He came on and he said, I feel... I feel sexy and powerful and free and liberated. And all he had on was the Frankfurter makeup, the wig and the corset. There is something so liberating and empowering.
I was about to say.
You know, and putting on those heels and strutting around. And
when you take on a role like that, like what goes to your mind? How do you embody that role? Like what, how, the preparation behind it?
Well, I'm helped obviously by the fact that there's a document, which is the movie, which is so fantastic. And Tim Curry, for me, I remember as a child watching this and thinking, I'm so drawn to this character, to this man. I found him charming. I found him funny. I found him sexy, which kind of was a bit odd for me to feel, but I felt it. And then over the years, as I've become more familiar with this show and with the character, I've fallen in love with both. So the when I approached this character, I knew exactly how I wanted to play him because I've been thinking about it in my head for a long time. I was assisted by a great director, but when you put on fishnets, 6-inch heels, that makeup and that wig, and you do that strut, there's a certain part in the preparation every night when the makeup goes on that my face just sort of changes from Craig to like a kind of pout and the one eyebrow raises. And suddenly I'm like, yes, you know, Frank is coming. And what's that wonderful line that that Brendan von Ryan said? We've all got a bit of Frankenfurter in us. Some of us just have a little more.
That's incredible.
But I'm helped by the wardrobe and the makeup.
Miguel. Now, I know that, but you were going to sing just one line of Hero, weren't you?
No, I was going to.
You told him to go and prepare.
Oh, prepare. Now we prepare.
You took it seriously. Are you all ready for this?
For Hero or for?
I don't know. Is Lee prepped?
I think you do Hero first.
No. We can leave the Hero.
I just need to grab some headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, all yours. I don't need them.
he needs
I will listen to the dry vocal again. Yeah, I'm liking that.
And always remember, you can listen to the podcast. It lives forever. Well, that's the key.
So, quick disclaimer. We've actually never done this
before.
We've
never done this.
Together.
Okay. Hold on, wait. What is the name of the song?
Mio Fado. So it's a fado. We're trying a fado.
Yeah, fado. Thank you for doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Silas has never played this either. So
hold on. Let's see how they pull this
off. I get a strong feeling he can play anything, that man. He's going to be all over it.
Lee Cole, all the way from the USA with Miguel Peguero and Silas James.
Traigo un fado en mi canto. Canto la noche hasta el ser día de mi pueblo, traigo el llanto en mi canto. Amoraría, tengo nostalgia de mí. Meu fado.
fado. Meu fado, meu fado, meu fado.
People are mad. People are crazy. They are mad. This is insane. Craig,
he's never played
he's
that.
He's never played the song. Never heard the song.
Okay. And again, I'm sitting here. I can't hear anything except the kids going. He's just flying across the.
If you
keyboard.
Listen to this, you got to listen to the show. You're
fantastic.
We just got lots of headphones in studio, and Craig doesn't have his on.
That was some real improv.
That was really, really
oh,
cool.
Oh, it's beautiful, guys.
Have you got anything else left for me, or for us?
Well, I could do a Spanish song for you. I could do an Enrique. I could do a hero for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, did can you play with him? Okay, this is how we're going to close the show. Craig, we've got lots of fun things happening this month. The next
what a great show! This was an awesome show. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
So brilliant.
Maybe we should do the Spanish one so you can bring those little.
Yes, yeah, I brought the drums in.
Whatever
and everything.
You guys want.
So this is your one. Lots of things. Don't miss the show coming up. Craig Obani, always great to.
Thanks,
have you
Ellen.
Here.
It's great good to be today.
Rock and roll with the one only Rocky
yeah,
Horror.
Yeah, come
show.
And see Rocky Horror. We got a week, guys.
And I'll see you back in studio next week.
Yes.
Are you
yes,
loving
yes,
this? Yes. It's crazy, the show.
No, I love it.
It's cool. This is cliffcentral.com. We're going to have some more great stuff from the boys. Of course, don't miss ever Spotlight every single Tuesday with Craig Obani and Alan Ford here on cliffcentral.com. And of course, don't forget to download I Don't Want to Wait, the new single by Lee Cole. When are you going back to the U.S.?
Probably this year.
Will you come back in studio with Miguel?
Definitely.
Will you come play with us? Yeah?
Yes, 100%.
We like to play.
Guaranteed.
We love having fun in studio.
Awesome. Whenever you need me.
All right. Are you guys ready to go? We've got about 2 minutes left.
Let's try this out.
All right. Okay, all right.
Are you good there?
Give him a key.
Dime si. Es que yo sin ti y tú sin mí.
That's how we do it here.
All right,
away,
can we get
boys.
The keys a bit up? Come on, there you go.
Dime si es verdad. Me dijeron que te estás casando. Tú no sabes lo que estoy sufriendo. Y esto te lo tengo que decir. Pero cuéntame. Tu despedida para mí fue dura. Seré que te llevo la luna. Y yo no soy parcelo así. Estaba buscando por la calle gritando, eso me está matando. Oh no. Estaba buscando por la calle gritando, como un loco tomando. Es que yo sin ti y tú sin mí, dime que puedo ser feliz. Eso no me gusta, eso no me gusta. Es que yo sin ti, tú sin mí, dime quién puede ser feliz. Eso no me gusta, eso no me gusta. Vivir sin ti, no aguanto más. Por eso vengo a decirte lo que siento. Eso sufriendo en la soledad. Y aunque tu padre no propuesta la relación, yo sigo encendiendo a pedir perdón. Lo único que importa es tu corazón. Te estaba buscando por la calle gritando, eso me está matando. Oh no. Te estaba buscando por la calle gritando, como un loco tomando. Es que yo sin ti y tú sin mí, dime quién puede ser feliz. Eso no me gusta, eso no me gusta. Es que yo sin ti y tú sin mí, dime quién puedo ser feliz. Eso no me gusta, eso no me gusta.
And that is Spotlight. Well done, boys.
CliffCentral.com